why we love the Sung Dynasty. Exploring the history and charm of one of China's most fascinating dynasties. Episode 4. A spot of sightseeing along the river during Qingming. Everyone loves secrets, and maybe that's one of the reasons why the painted scroll along the river during the Qingming Festival remains so fascinating even today. Painters the world over are renowned for using symbolism in their works, but also messages, social comments, secrets, and even insults. And this masterpiece of Chinese culture is no different. In this podcast, we'll be spotting the clues that suggest that something more is going on than simply cataloguing the contemporary activities of the people of the Sung Dynasty. I'm Bob Jones, and in this Why We Love the Sung Dynasty podcast, I'm throwing the spotlight on what was to become one of China's most iconic dynasties in the country's long and colorful history. In ancient China, most cities had a city wall. It surrounded the places where people lived and worked, maybe for defense, certainly for safety, and probably as a status symbol. It was a mark of civilization, a sign of modernity. If you've ever visited Beijing, you'll find most of the city walls have long since vanished, and many of the gates into the city remain in name only. But the important thing is that they all had names. Our magnificent scroll along the river during the Qingming Festival also has a gate. And because the scene in the scroll is assumed to be the Sung capital Kaifeng, people have suggested that it's the Dongshui Gate, where the Bian River flowed into the city. But look very carefully, and you'll see that it has no name. Or rather, there are a few teasing dots, and then the Mandarin word mun, meaning gate. Our artist Zhang Ziduan seems to have deliberately chosen not to specify its location. Was he painting a fantasy picture? Was he worried that some people might take offense at seeing themselves depicted in the scroll? The gate is not the only anonymous building in the artwork. There's a temple, nails on the door showing that it is a high-ranking, maybe even royal temple. Once again, the name plaque contains just a few dots, but no name. Likewise, there's an arched bridge, again, with no name. There were 13 such bridges across the Bian River. Which, if any, could it be? Some have argued that the name plaques in the picture were so small, perhaps they were too tiny to contain writing. But elsewhere in the painting, there are similar, if not smaller, notices with the writing perfectly visible. Such was the artist's skill. More than likely, Zhang Ziduan was trying to avoid being boxed in. Give a place a name, and people would expect it to be exact in every detail. No. This scroll is a fantasy composite. It's a collage of activities that might have been found around the city. While we may recognize so many things in the artwork familiar to our lives today, we need to be very careful to leave our assumptions at the door, especially if we come from farther afield. Right at the start of the scroll, for example, there's a group of people returning from an outing to the countryside. They have caught two wild pheasants. Innocent enough, you might think, but at the time of the Sung Dynasty, it was a crime. Environmental protection might seem a modern concept to us, but the Northern Sung Emperor Shenzong, who lived decades before the painting was made, issued a decree prohibiting hunting from February to November of every year, because during this period, animals would lay eggs and feed the young. It was a measure to prevent overhunting and to preserve stocks for the future. the Song Dynasty were way ahead of us in environmental protection. So, we have anonymity and criminal enterprise. This painted scroll is certainly a thriller. That sense of danger is underlined by a startled horse nearby, undoubtedly about to gallop into a nearby market and possibly cause fatalities. The atmosphere is tense. An old man is ushering his grandson into their home. The people in a small tea house are watching nervously. Their civilized afternoon is about to come to a chaotic end. And it gets worse. What on the surface looks like a cozy pavilion is actually a fire-watching tower. In a city like Kaifeng, any fires would have been disastrous. 120 lanes packed with flammable wooden homes and other materials. Unless a blaze is checked, it could cause devastation. Think of the Great Fire of London. But here, in the scroll, the firefighters are gone, and their quarters have become a restaurant. Who is watching out for fire? Scene after scene, we see soldiers and officials lazily lolling about the streets, either without work to do or without the will to do it. This scroll is beginning to look less like a charming snapshot of daily life in the Song Dynasty and more like a soap opera, jeopardy at every turn and all society's ills on show. If the painter was trying to show a positive image of the city to his masters, then he was going the wrong way about it. But maybe he's doing something else, in the manner of Charles Dickens, highlighting society's ills. Is the scroll, perhaps, a warning? Apparently, all is not well in the Song Dynasty. Further along the scroll, we can see some very large grain ships anchored along the river. A sign of prosperity, you might think. Plenty of grain to feed the bellies of the people. But this grain is in private ships. At the start of the Song Dynasty, its second emperor Taizong decreed that there should be no private grain to avoid hoarding and speculation. He wanted to make sure that private traders could never dominate the market for grain in the city. But the scroll shows this very thing happening. Just a few years after the scroll was painted, the price of grain quadrupled. It later rose by 100 times when the city was besieged by the neighboring Jin army. It's the same situation at the Rainbow Bridge, where it appears that a boat is about to lose its mast by not lowering it in time. Sailors are frantically trying to prevent the collision long enough to lower the mast. But where are the officials? Why did no one warn the boatmen about the impending disaster? The situation in this city of peril doesn't get any better as we move on. There's an unguarded city gate, with the camels of foreign merchants passing through unchecked. Tax officials are being ignored or quarreled with. Barrels that should contain water for firefighting now contain alcohol. The booze is for the soldiers, who are, for once, showing diligence in their duties by guarding it. Their own revelries come before the protection of the people. What on earth was happening to the Song Dynasty? The people portrayed in the scrolls speak volumes about the state of the Song. In all, Zhang Ziduan painted more than 800 characters. Other than the usual trades and professions, new professions were emerging. Meal delivery drivers may seem a new concept in China today. It's become normal now for people to order up food on their smartphones and have it delivered to their homes or offices within minutes. But here, we see it in the Song Dynasty. Merchants and business people, too busy to take a lunch break, ordering in a takeout. As mentioned before, the prosperity of the Song didn't always filter down to everyone. In another scene, while fat cat merchants and officials gorge on delicious foods, a jobless beggar can't even find a coin to buy a cup of tea. There are boatmen, carters, porters, each working their knuckles to the bone for a meager income, barely enough to buy a kilo of lamb after a laborious day. On the bridge by the city gate, there are two young beggars harassing a passerby who was minding his own business and appreciating the spring scenery. He hands over a copper coin, just enough for half a steamed bun at the time. Right at the end of the scroll, we are shown three curious scenes. A clinic offering treatment for alcoholism and stomach conditions. A fortune teller. And a confused citizen asking for directions from a doorkeeper. Some random final additions? Or a message from the artist? Along the river, during the Qingming Festival, is perhaps a social commentary. It's a plea from the heart, from one lowly artist to the authorities to get their act together before it's too late. Special thanks go out to San Lien Zhongdu for their help in creating the content for this show. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time.
This has been a China Plus podcast. If you like the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you've got any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.